Yesterday was the last ever service held at the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove. The ministry there fundamentally changed American Christianity, thanks to its founder, Reverend Robert Schuller. It's been around a long time. The iconic Southern California ministry used to put on extravagant TV and stage shows, but it's now been reduced to shambles after falling into bankruptcy. Gustavo Arellano is with us for this week's Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is the fate of the Crystal Cathedral? Bring us up to date on what happened and what it's going to be next.
Last year, the Diocese of Orange, the Catholic Diocese of Orange, they purchased the Crystal Cathedral property. So we all know it, the iconic glass tower, the Richard Neutra-designed buildings. And so the Catholic Church bought it to make it into their own cathedral, which is now going to be called Christ Cathedral. But the ministry that was there, which was known as Crystal Cathedral Ministries, they're actually moving now down the street to what used to be St. Callistus Catholic Church, and they're going to continue with their own congregation now, although way, way, way much smaller than during its heyday, its heyday was about a decade ago, where its ministry was broadcast worldwide through the Hour of Power.
The Hour of Power, that's right, yeah.
Exactly. So it's a great Orange County tale because, again, the Crystal Cathedral, I cannot overemphasize how important it was to creating American Christianity and the Second World War. It's a legendary story. Robert H. Schuller comes from Iowa, comes into Orange County, sees all these suburbanites just like him wanting a ministry. So he starts preaching from the roof of the old Orange Drive-In in the city of Orange. When that didn't work out, then Schuller created this interesting church at the time. Basically, it was a drive-in church, and that was his big slogan: come as you are in the family car. So you were able to hear the gospel via a speaker that you would attach to your car. And this is something that went on for decades and decades.
I'm wondering, because I think of this huge church and how beautiful it was, and I think of the Schuller ministry, is this really a rags-to-riches-to-rags story?
The Schullers were already comfortable when they came into Orange County. This wasn't like an Iowa farm boy. He came from a family of ministers. But definitely, they reached the heights of American Christianity. Rick Warren, he got his ideas of Saddleback Church, of purpose-driven life fame. He admits that he was inspired by Robert Schuller, who every year would have this humongous conference for aspiring pastors on how to create their own megachurch. I mean, this is a church that just influenced Christianity all across the world. And so they were at the pinnacle of American Christianity. And then only the past couple of years did they have a really, really bad fall. They also had an iconic show called The Glory of Christmas, where, you know, for a whole month you'd have live camels on stage.
What does the saga, Gustavo, of the Crystal Cathedral say about Orange County, where there are, I mean, I dare say, a lot of megachurches?
Orange County really created the megachurch movement in the post-World War II America. And I think the cautionary tale here is to make sure that your church is not just a family-run business. I mean, this is what happened at the Crystal Cathedral. You're also starting to see that a little bit with Calvary Chapel, another big megachurch with, under Chuck Smith. Now, as he's getting advanced in age, now they're starting to be a power struggle. In Christianity, there's something known as a prosperity gospel, which basically says it's okay if you're rich and you're comfortable. God still loves you. It totally ignores Jesus' parable saying that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to ascend to heaven. And the Crystal Cathedral, especially Robert Schuller, he really pioneered that. He had a whole name for it called possibility thinking, saying you could be rich too if only you love God and if only you give me a lot of money. And ultimately, what the saga of the Schullers is, it's a cautionary tale of excess. It's something that Jesus would have never approved of. And especially for any aspiring mega churchers, this is what you don't want to happen to your church.
All right. Gustavo Arellano from the OC Weekly in our Orange County Line segment. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.